Hungry for God. That's the message today. And I struggled with this because I prepared it. I actually prepared it for last Sunday morning. And the Lord started speaking to me in the week. And so I printed some notes out this morning. Got up at 4 o'clock. So there's my other notes. So I don't know which to preach. But in the prayer meeting this morning, a number of people prayed about hungering and thirsting after God. I think Joshua prayed when he opened up about being hungry for God. So I think God spoke to me. And that's what I will teach about this morning. I don't even know if we need a message, because God has already been moving. You know, we had the fire conference, we had Pentecost, God started moving in the church. Who felt a change as a result of the lead up to Pentecost? The 50 day, okay, I see one hand there. Did anybody else? Amen. I could actually ask you to come forward and we'd get testimony about it. But because I took along in the ministry this morning, I can't do that. People's lives were touched and changed and transformed. We asked the Lord for new oil, fresh oil, new wine, and God spoke about a harvest of wheat. Okay? Now the oil speaks about the anointing, the new wine speaks about joy, and the wheat speaks about Jesus is the bread of life, so we need Jesus, but it also speaks about our harvest, and wheat is people, a harvest of people. Last Saturday morning, we went out on the streets and we led a number of people to Jesus Christ. I see we've got a number of visitors here this morning. Is there anybody here this morning that we spoke to on the streets last Saturday morning? Can I just see? If you're here because we spoke to you on the streets? No. So that tells me something. That tells me if we go on the streets, God will not necessarily put people in the church, but He'll send other people to the church. Isn't that amazing? And praise the Lord, let Him work in the way He will. But God is busy moving. And God hasn't stopped moving. I felt that God was saying, just because Pentecost has passed, the power of Pentecost isn't gone. The presence of God from Pentecost isn't gone. We should still want it. We should still hunger for it. And it shouldn't take another conference to get us on fire for Him again. Amen? Amen. I just need to take this out of my pocket. Otherwise, you're going to see a growing patch of dark as the oil disseminates itself. God has not gone. His presence is still with us. And what really concerned me, during not just the fire conference, but during that build-up, during the time when we spoke about 15 minutes extra day with the Lord, during the 10-day period when I said we should spend some time fasting and praying, during the actual attendance of the fire conference, there were people in the church, and you may be one of them, and I'm speaking to you this morning, who chose not to get involved, who chose to say, well, let them do that, I'm going to carry on as normal. And you know, I'm always so careful. I don't want to say things that offend people. But if I'm saying stuff that's offensive this morning, it's not because I want to offend you, but it's because I want to challenge your heart. I want to challenge you as to say, where are you with the Lord? Are you hungry for God? And I sense that there's not a real deep hunger. Some people have got a real deep hunger, and God touched them, and He changed their lives, and they received miracles. And their lives were transformed. Who still feels that their lives were transformed? There we go. Hands just shot up over this last 50 days. And I want to tell you this morning, even if you missed out, God's presence is still here for you. He is still here for you. He's a patient and a loving God. He wants to give you His presence. He wants to pour out His presence upon your life. But He says, are you hungry? Are you hungry? And that is what the word this morning is about. And I've broken that word up, hunger, into an acronym. So you can bring up the first one there, Emil. H stands for hungry. I've broken up H. U. H stands for hungry. Are you hungry for God? Sorry about my voice. By God's grace, I'll get through this message. If not, you'll be able to go home a bit earlier. Long ago, the psalmist wrote about that hunger when he said in Psalm 42, verse 2, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. As the deer looks for that cool water brook, the water running through the meadow. It's thirsty. It needs that water to survive. So my soul longs after you. And that's what we've got to be like, church. God is saying, I can't keep you alive if you're not drinking from my well. I can't keep you alive if you're not eating of my bread. If you do that, you're going to go thin. You're going to grow weary. You're going to grow tired. You need to hunger after me. You need to thirst after me. I need to be important in your life. And he's challenging us this morning and saying, how important am I in your life? Are you sitting here? Are you malnourished? Are you ribs and bone only? Is your spirit strong or is it small and weak? What is the answer this morning? Are you saying, in my life, it's as though I'm like the deer, as the deer pants for the water, but so my soul is hungering and thirsting after you. And if you're not like that this morning, then I want to ask you, are you willing to allow God to plant a hunger in your spirit? Are you willing to allow the Lord to put a seed of hunger in your spirit this morning? Because I'll tell you, church, as we spent that 50 days, as we drew near to the Lord, and as I've continued doing it, the more I spent time in the Lord's presence, the more I spent time in the Word, the more I worship Him, the more I want Him, the hungrier I get. Amen. The less time you spend with Him, the less time you spend in His presence, the more time you spend with the things of the world, the more that feeds your spirit. And the less hungry you get for the things of God, and your spirit gets smaller and smaller, the portion that God is in control of. Can you picture that? I don't even know what our spirit looks like, but if I look at myself, I don't want to be a little stick man with just ribs and bone, a skeleton. I want to be a well, fat, spirited person, faithful, available, and teachable. Not fat as in fatty boom boom, okay? The second letter is you. If we are hungry for God, it will usher His presence into our lives. So the U stands for usher. Luke 1 verse 53 says this, He has filled the hungry with good things. Don't you want some of the good stuff? He wants to give you the good stuff. And He sent the rich away with empty hands. Church, you may say, I'm not going to say it. Somebody said something to me the other day and it astounded me. I just want to say to you, you have never served the Lord long enough. You serve the Lord your whole life. You serve the whole Lord your whole life. You're not done yet. Those who are hungry, He gave good things. But the rich, and I thought about it, God, are you talking about money? So this morning, at 4:30 in the morning, I was searching on the internet. What does that rich mean in Strong's? It means those with lots of possessions, those with plenty. If you think that you've got enough of God, you won't be hungry. If you think you're so strong in God that you don't need food, you're like the rich, He'll send you away hungry. Because you don't need Him. Does that make sense to you? Because you don't need Him. Do you need God this morning? Are you like the hungry person? If you are hungry, He will give you His good stuff. But if you think you're full, if you think you've got enough, if you think I'm full, I'm watching these TV programs, I'm getting enough of it from TD Jakes and Franklin, my favorite. I'm reading my Bible. I don't need that. I don't need more. You will go away and you won't have more. Who wants more this morning, church? I want more. I want more of God's presence in my life. I want to usher His presence in. Luke 6 verse 21. Blessed, out of the Amplified Version. Blessed, joyful, nourished. That's what we need. We need the nourishment by God's goodness. Are you who hunger now for righteousness, actively seeking right standing with God, for you will be completely satisfied. Blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's... Who wants to be refreshed by God's grace this morning? Are you who weep now over your sins and repent? For you will laugh when the burden of sin is lifted. God will fill those who are hungry with good things. When we realize how poor and wretched and empty we are, how little we really have. You know, I realize how little I really know. Every time I read the same scripture the next time. Because every time you read it again, God shows you something more. Amen? We've all had that experience. Today I learn one thing from it. Tomorrow I learn something else. Because I'm going deeper. I'm getting more food. I was a thin Christian. I've put on a little bit more weight. I get a little bit closer to Him. I become a little bit more like Him. Amen. He wants to fill us with good things. How many suppliers of goods today can guarantee you complete satisfaction? How many? If you go to the shops and buy something, how many times have you gone and bought milk and it's sour? How many times have you gone, it doesn't happen so much anymore, bought a tin and it's all bloated? Or you've opened a broken egg, you're busy frying it, you bake, ooh, this one's got you've got to throw the whole lot away. But God guarantees complete satisfaction when we go to His shop. When we hunger and thirst after what He's got, He will give us complete satisfaction. Here's a little warning. Psalm 17 verse 14, by the power of Your hand, O Lord, destroy those who look to this world for their reward. Where are you looking for your reward? But satisfy the hunger of your treasured ones. May their children have plenty, leaving an inheritance for their descendants. God refers to those who hunger Him after Him as His treasured ones. Who'd like to be a treasured one this morning? Hunger. But it says, by the power of Your hand, O Lord, destroy those who look to this world for their reward. You see, we can either hunger after God or after the things of the world. We're busy with something, aren't we, church? Are we busy with secular pursuit or are we busy with God pursuit? Who are we hungering for this morning? What are we eating? Where are you going, church? Where am I going to get our hunger satisfied? Are we experiencing the blessings that come from hungering after God? Or we like the rich who feel we have enough and go away empty-handed. Let us usher in God's blessing. I'm going to usher in God's blessings over my life. The third letter is N, no matter what. Stands for no matter what. Angus Buchan calls it no makanjani. No makanjani. I didn't know what it meant until I listened to him preaching. I'm not that smart. It means come what may. Come what may. God spoke to us over the fire conference about the fresh oil, the new wine, and the grain. But He challenged me last week. Last week, one morning, I opened this scripture. Habakkuk 3 verse 17 to 18. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails, and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields, and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as the deer, able to tread upon the heights. So if I were to put it into what I've done, or what we've just done, even though we've prayed and we've had the fire conference, and yet there's no anointing, no Holy Spirit's presence. Even though we've had the fire conference, we've asked the Lord for His presence, but there's no new wine, there's no joy. Even though we've had the fire conference, we've walked out on the streets, we've sought the Lord's face, and yet the church isn't growing, the seats are empty, there's nobody in the church. And God challenged me with that one specifically. He said, even if there's nobody there, what will I find you doing? What will I find you doing? Will you still love me? I spoke to some people this morning in the row, others. Will you still love me, no matter what? No matter what. If you are hungry for God, church, you will love God no matter what you're going through. And I want to challenge you and I want to ask you this morning, have you possibly turned away from God because He hasn't blessed you the way you expected? Would we turn away from God if there was no anointing? Would you go and look for another church? Maybe you should if there's no anointing in the place. Would you turn away from God if there's no anointing? The no blossoms meant no fruit. No grapes mean no wine, no joy. No olive crops mean no anointing. The fields are empty and barren. That speaks about the field that's white and ready to harvest. The flocks die in the fields. The cattle barns are empty. When it spoke about the flocks not in the barn, to me it spoke about people not in the church. God challenged me. He said, would you still serve me even if the church was empty? He has challenged me as a pastor. Would you still serve me? And I want to ask you this morning, church, are you willing to serve God regardless of whether He answers your prayer or not? The answer comes here. It comes in the last two verses. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Listen to this. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. So when there's nothing, When there's nothing, we still rejoice in the Lord. Why? Because He makes us like a deer. The deer walk on the heights. They walk on the mountain paths. The narrow, rocky, dangerous, treacherous mountain paths. Doesn't that sound like the time when there's nothing? Doesn't that sound like the time when things are not going right? But the Lord is your strength. Even in those weak times, He will make you sure-footed. He will make sure you walk in the right way. Even when there seems no blessing. Lorraine, even when your eye feels like it's not getting better, God will still speak to you. God will still be with you. He will guide your feet like that on a mountain path. Amen. He will give you strength. But if you choose to turn your back on Him, you're going to slip and fall. Because He's going to guide your feet. Are you hungry? Can I hear an amen? Turn to the person next to you this morning and say, I'm hungry. Not for pizza or McDonald's. I'm hungry for God. Amen. The funniest story, pulled out my car this morning. And Kirsty picks up something off my windscreen. She said, when did you eat pizza, Dad? And there on my windscreen is lying a little crust of a pizza. But I haven't had pizza, so where did it come from? Anyway, it was just a little extra. I don't know what you're going to take out of that. Maybe it's the fact that Jesus is the bread of life. It didn't look like manna, though, I can promise you that. You see, when we're looking at things, anointing, joy, work, money, house, happiness in our home, and those things are the source of our joy, and when they're all taken away, we deal with depression, downness, miserableness, we look like we've eaten lemons, as Pastor Pat always used to say, we're not nice and pleasant to be around. Where has our trust been? Where has our trust been? Josh, where's our trust been? It's been on those things, hasn't it? It hasn't been on God. It's His anointing. It's His joy. But when I rely on what I get from Him instead of relying on Him, I will lose my joy. I will not have the victory. Am I hungry for God? Am I hungry for His gifts? Or am I hungry for Him? This morning He's challenging us and saying, be hungry for me, church. The fourth letter is a G. The G stands for grow. People who are hungry grow. Who knows that if you've got a baby in the house, it's a tiny little thing. It's beautiful, it's cute. And my children. I'm saying nothing else. I won't come like Shirley and carry a doll. And say this is a hint. Okay. Who knows if you've got a baby in the house? If you do not have baby food, if you do not have milk, you better get ready to hear some screaming. Amen? Because babies need food to grow. And they'll grow phenomenally quickly. I want to tell you, church, if you feed yourself with God, you will grow. Who knows what it's like to have a teenager in the house? And most of the people are adults here. Who's had a teenager in the house? Can I ask you what your fridge looked like? I remember coming home from school, and I think I was mild. I used to eat 6 slices of bread. No problem. Just like that. If Joshua didn't get food, even today still if he's hungry, he's grumpy as anything. If you don't have the food that you need, let me tell you, you're going to be grumpy. You're going to be wailing like that baby. You know? You need the food that God has got. And He wants to feed you. But if you're not hungry for God, you will not grow. Why do they get like that? Why does the baby scream for food? Why does the teenager get grumpy when they don't have it? Because they're busy growing. Amen. We need to grow in God's Word. We need to grow in fellowship. We need to grow in faith. And if we're to grow, then it means we need to be hungry. 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says this, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience. God says it doesn't stop there. You've got to grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. When last did you cry to God, feed me, Lord? We say it so easily. Oh, Lord, we hunger after You and Your presence. And then we go home and we sit in front of the TV and frittle all day. When last did we go before the Lord and kneel in our quiet time and say, Lord, fill me. I don't want to leave here until you fill me. I don't want to stand up from my Bible until I've seen the treasure. Until I've eaten some of what you've got for me in your word. Do we crave it? How hungry are we? Are we indifferent to his word? Are we indifferent to prayer and fellowship with other believers? I still can't understand it. And yes, I'm speaking to you this morning, church. I can't understand why you don't attend the prayer meeting. I can't. Because prayer is what we, part of what we eat. It's part of what makes us grow. By not coming to a prayer meeting, you're saying, and I know people have circumstances, okay? That's why we have two prayer meetings in a week. Amen? It says something about how hungry you are. Or how important other things are in your life. And I don't want to beat you from the pulpit, but I'm going to say it. I went to Bukhali for Christ prayer meeting on Friday morning. We're praying for the city. The leaders are praying for the city. It's an exciting thing. It's powerful. They call it the war room. They put it on the internet. They put it on Facebook. Wow! Six people. Six people. Just like our prayer meetings. It speaks about Christians today who are not hungry for God. So while you were getting excited and smiling and supporting me in my message, I want to say to you, church, are you truly hungry? Are you truly hungry? Yeah, but I prayed on. I want you to take the bulletin that we handed out this morning. Do you like the new bulletin? Amen? Pretty? Looks good? Professional? Well, I wouldn't say it's professional. Because somebody did it who doesn't know how to do it with me. Okay? But if you're going to read that scripture, when it speaks about the church in Acts, and I called it Yazara, real church. The church in Acts fellowship together. They prayed together. They were found in the upper room praying together when the Holy Spirit was poured out. Church, where are you on a Friday night? Where are you on a Sunday morning? Are you hungry? Do you want God to move in this house? I will come and pray with you. If you want me, if you need me, I will be there. Amen? But I need you to realize that you cannot grow if you're not spending time in the Lord's presence. If you have that attitude towards corporate prayer, it's similar to the attitude towards corporate gathering. But corporate gathering is scriptural. If you go to Philippians 4, it talks about praying. Don't be anxious, but in all things make your requests known to God. If you go to Ephesians 6 and you read about the armor of God, it says pray. Pray about all things. Pray in the Spirit. Who knows that one soldier is great, but two soldiers are better, and a whole army is indefeatable. We need to rise up, church. You say, I've done my bit. I've worked in the church. Prayer is not about working in the church. It's about pushing through for victory. I'm going to say no more. We need to pray. We need to be hungry for the things of God. Hebrews 5 verse 12 speaks a little bit about that. It doesn't talk about praying. It says, you've been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need somebody to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. You see, the thing with being hungry for God is we will develop an appetite. Our bodies, the more we hunger after God, God will feed us, we'll start to grow. And while we are baby Christians, we drink and eat the milk of the word. And then we grow. But we can't stay on that milk. We need to start eating the solid food of God's word. So when I'm a baby Christian, I'm shy to pray. I don't know, but I'm a great witness. But I don't know how to pray in a corporate gathering. But as I start eating the meat of the word fills me up. I get full of the word of God. Now I've got something to say. Now I can go to prayer meeting and not worry that people will worry what I'm going to say when I pray. You can come to the prayer meeting and just be there. Amen. You can just be there. You can just stand in agreement. But this is not really about praying, okay? What I'm saying is, as we hunger, we should want to grow. Paul grew frustrated. He said, you're staying like babies. You're not moving away from the elementary doctrine, salvation, baptism, resurrection of the dead, etc., 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 heaven and hell. We need to move deeper. We need to go into the deep things. Like, what does it mean to be hungry? What does it mean to grow? What can God do in my life? Are we hungry? I want to challenge, it's in my notes there. I want to challenge some of you this morning. I'm looking at some of our young people here. A lot of them have done it. Time to come to Bible school. Anthony, you too. Time to come to Bible school. I want to challenge some of our older believers. Who's been through Bible school? Let me see. Put your hands up high because I want to pick on the rest. Kathy, haven't you been to Bible school? Maybe it's time. Who else? You're sitting here this morning. I want to challenge you. We've got a good Bible school that runs from this church. It takes commitment. How hungry are you? Are you willing to make a commitment? Are you hungry enough to come out on a Tuesday night and then go home and study God's Word and have to do assignments and write tests? The tests are so easy, surely. 3/4 of the Bible school got distinctions. No, I believe 3/4 of the Bible school worked themselves silly. And the other 1/4 also worked, and they probably missed it by 2 or 3%. But they grew. One of our students, Dave Kruger, stood up on Friday night at the graduation and he said, Was it Anthony? Stood up and said, you know, we started 3 years ago, but we've grown. We've learned to fellowship with one another. But we've grown in the Word. And Friday night, I was blessed. They actually said it. I was blessed. I was walking around, up and down, seeing what was happening. We were here early. And here I find them standing, the 3rd year, standing in a circle, praying. That shows a bit of spiritual maturity, doesn't it? How hungry are you, church? How hungry are we? Are we hungry enough to say, I want more of God's Word? So now I've been pushing your buttons, haven't I? Because a lot of people have started looking down, a lot of people have got quiet, a lot of people have stopped saying amen. But I want to tell you, I'm not standing here to bully you. I'm standing here preaching the Word of God. I want to use Gordon Caramara's words. He said it. God said it. I didn't say it. I'm just giving the Word this morning. You've been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Are there some of you here this morning that you'd be teaching others already? But you've remained babies? Does that mean that you haven't been hungry enough? Some of us need to learn that if we want to grow, we need to make sacrifices. What's this one? The next letter is R. Stands for the right food. R stands for right food. And I'm going to go quickly now. Proverbs 15 verse 14 says this in the New Living Translation. A wise person is hungry for knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of God. Okay? While the fool, I want to see, can I see a show of hands? Who's a fool here? I'll be a fool for Jesus, okay? But I'm not a fool. Okay? While the fool feeds on trash. Who knows that broccoli and carrots and peas and potatoes and a good piece of rump steak is good for you? Who knows that Kentucky Fried Chicken is not good for you? Who knows that sweets and chocolates is not good for you? Amen? It's the same with the Word of God. A wise person is what? Hungry! Are you hungry for knowledge? To know God! To know God! A wise person is hungry for knowledge. While the food feeds on trash, switch on the TV and I speak to myself because I'm a bit of a TV-olic. The food feeds on trash. I've got more time to read this Mills and Boone book, ladies. I've never read one in my life. So glad. Or Wilbur Smith book. It's trash. I've got more time to spend time with that than in the Word of God. The living Word. The Word that gives life. The fool feeds on trash while a wise person is hungry for knowledge. I can tell you, church, I've got lots of books. I've got a library full of books in my... tons of them I want to read. But I find myself stuck in God's Word. And it blesses me and it fills me up. I was saying to Shiro, I wish I had more time. I've got 3/4 hour on a Sunday morning. For some of you, they come on a Sunday night, there's a bit more, and the daily encouragements and so. But really, there's so much more. I wish I had a way of giving you what the Lord's, and I believe it's because of the role that He's given me at the moment, that He's feeding me with the Word. And I sit down and it's phenomenal. I wish I could give you more. I can't. Maybe the Lord will show me a way. Maybe we can do streaming or something. I don't know. But to get more of the Word, maybe you must come talk to me. For those of you that's got a lot of data, maybe I can just speak into my WhatsApp and you can play it, a 5-minute message every day or whatever. Let me know if you're interested in that. God's prepared a banquet for us. In Psalm 23, He's laid out for us a feast in the presence of our enemies. But we want to go and eat the junk food off the enemy's table. Rubbish. Let us be hungry for God. This morning we need to ask ourselves, what have we been eating? Is it time to change our diet? Diet and diet and alles eet is uit die venster uit. Ons gaan die woord eet. Ons gaan vol word van die woord van God. En Hy gaan ons groot maak en sterk maak. Amen. He will make us strong if we eat His word. The why. The why is really the crux of the whole thing. Yes, Lord. Are you going to answer the question today? Yes, Lord, I'm hungry. Or are you going to say, no thanks, Lord. Not today. I'm on a diet. No, Lord. I've had enough. I'm full. No, Lord. I've been serving You long enough. I've had all I need. I don't need to grow in You anymore. I don't need to spend that much time in Your presence. I've got You with me in case. Why should I separate time to hear Your voice? I know what You're going to say in any case. You don't. Because His mercies are new every morning. His love is new every morning. His word is fresh every morning. Yes, He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But He's progressive. He moves us from glory to glory to glory. Today's glory is not the same as tomorrow's glory. Are you willing to spend time in His presence? Are you willing to be hungry for the Lord? For the bread of God, John 6:33-35, for the bread of God is He who comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to Him, Lord, always give us this bread. Are you saying to the Lord this morning, Lord, always give me Your bread? Jesus replied to them, I am the bread of life. The one who comes to Me will never be hungry. Church, are you hungry? Are you starved this morning? Are you not hungry? Are you full because you've been in the Lord's presence? Are you full because you've been in the Lord's presence? The one who believes in Me will never be thirsty. Are you thirsty this morning? Are you maybe not thirsty, not because you've had enough, but because you've been spending time with God? Where are you this morning, church? So my challenge to you today is, be hungry. Be hungry for the Word of God. I'm going to say those words again. They're all up there. H is for hunger. U is for usher. As we're hungry, we will usher in God's blessings in our life. We need to be hungry no matter what, regardless of our circumstances. We need to be hungry so that we can grow. A baby can't grow unless it eats. We need the right food. We mustn't go and eat the junk food of the enemy. And today, the challenge is to say, yes, Lord, I'm hungry. Or yes, Lord, I know that I've been on a fast food diet, junk food diet, but I'm going to change my diet. You know, if I think of the ladies and maybe the men who want a diet, man, it's tough. There's always going to be a chocolate. Think about when we're fasting. You're always going to smell the coffee. You're always going to see the cake. They will bring cake to work. They will have all the birthdays in the year in January in those 2 weeks that we're fasting. The devil's going to make it tough for you to go and eat God's diet. But I want to say, be hungry for the things of God today. Don't turn your back on the things of God. Don't sit and really vegetate at home and say, no, I'm not hungry enough to be part of what God's doing. God has got a plan for Christian Heritage Church. Church, are you hungry? In your personal time, are you hungry for the things of God when we get together as a corporate gathering? I want to tell you, I can tell you now, I've seen it. As we lose that hunger, as we start staying at home, as we start, and it's, this is not just about attending church, but part of it is about attending church. As we stop coming to prayer meetings, as people stop praising God in their quiet times, the wheels of their lives start to fall off. And I think if that's happened to you, you would have experienced it. I've seen it. I've seen it. Over and over. I've seen it in my own life. Am I hungry enough to make it right, to start eating right again? Am I hungry enough to say, Lord, I want to move away from the milk to the real meat of your word? That is the challenge I have for you this morning. Let's stand together. The challenge is this. The challenge is this. I prayed it. We prayed it in the back room. I prayed it this morning. Lord, open our hearts so that we will be willing and receptive to the Word of God. Please don't go home and say, "Ach, now Keith was picking on us this morning." I'm not. I'm challenging you. Somebody needs to do it. It can't always be the nice stuff. Sometimes God speaks to us. He disciplines and corrects those He loves. And God says this morning, are you hungry for me? And if you say yes, He says, how hungry are you? Just want to spend a moment. Let us think about it. I'm going to say a couple of things that come to mind. Just pray. Pray in the Spirit. Pray softly. Lord, we bless you this morning. We worship you. What has happened to our quiet time? Has the time we've spent with God been shrinking? What has happened to our speech? Has the speech that was once filled with the words of the Word of God become filled with the words of the world? What has happened to our commitment to fellowship with fellow believers? Have we put that on a diet? Have we said, no, I need less of that. I need more time for myself. You see, that's what it's all about, self. Our Father, we come to you this morning. We're hungry. Some of us are starved. Some of us are malnourished. Some of us are almost dead. Some of us are alive. Some of us are full of your presence and your word, and we are flourishing and growing. Regardless of where we are this morning, we want more of you. Our heart's cry this morning is that we may have more of you. Lord, I pray that you will plant in each of our lives a seed that will become a great and a hunger and a thirst for you. Lord God, a seed that will never be fully grown. Because it will always need more and more and more of your presence, more of your anointing, more of your word, more of understanding and knowledge of you, until the day comes that you take us and we are made perfect. Let us never start hungering after you. Lord, there where we've got it wrong, where that hunger has died, where we've been eating junk food, where we've allowed ourselves to become malnourished, we pray forgive us and cleanse us. We pray that you will light a new fire in our hearts. Place a new hunger there. Feed us afresh. And Lord, put us on a new trajectory of growth. I ask it in the precious and the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Let's give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.